The Director General of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Azuma, has told Radio Ghana that arrangements and measures have been put in place to provide security for travelers and holiday makers who use the river bodies. He noted that the search for Castro and his lady companion is still a matter of concern to Ghanaians, their families, and the Ghana Maritime Authority.
I would want to state very clear that the authority is doing, in relative sense, the best it can do within the resources available to it. Now, so far, a lot has been done by the Maritime Authority, and you have to also take cognizance of the fact that the authority is nascent in terms of its inception. That is, it's relatively a new organization building up capacity in various sectors. Now, talking about security in our maritime domain, including the inland waterways, yes, I must say a lot has been done in that respect. Take in the first case, the Volta Lake. This is the lower lake which we can distinguish it from the Volta Lake, because you have to cross the dam before you get to the lower lake. So we are now, let's focus on the Volta Lake, where we have perennial accidents. We did a lot of investigations. Normal factors have been identified. Some include tree storms, and then some include storms, and then the human element of overloading, where people want to capitalize on commercial gains. So we try to do what we think should be done immediately. And one of the major factors was overloading and then human behavior, human attitude. What you are not supposed to do is what you rather want to do. That's the typical of the human being.
That brings to mind this concern that it is a two-way affair. Are we supposed to place the naval officers or the divers or the rescue team along these lakes? Is it possible? And who is to ensure that they use the safety valve?
If you had allowed me to end, perhaps this question wouldn't have come. But all the same, let's take it one by one. There were perennial accidents on the Volta Lake. So we realized that overloading was a major problem. If the boat is overloaded, it loses its stability. Or even if the loading in the boat is not evenly distributed, stability of the boat is lost.